Welcome, everyone, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. I'd like to introduce you to John Turner. John Turner is from a small town 45 miles southwest of Cleveland, Ohio, comes from a large family, and he's written a book of poetry called Take This Journey With Me, which is first of many books that he plans to write. There are 100 chapters in this book, if you can believe it, in what is essentially 100 poems. And it's a book of poetry that explores emotions, observations, reflections, with a focus especially on small towns and the Midwest. I'm very pleased that John Turner could come to the studios of 14 Lower Freeborn and join me here on KDBS. John Turner, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you, Dr. Andy, very much for inviting me.
Absolutely. Good to have you here. And I'm so pleased that you could join us here in the studio. You must live locally?
I do. I'm actually from the Santa Clarita Valley, which I just took the 5 north to come up here, Interstate 5. So.
Excellent. Yeah. That's great. Now, tell me a little bit about what prompted you to write this impressive book of 100 poems.
Well, life, yeah. Really, just how, as human beings on this planet, we experience life, we collide into one another, and in doing so, we find ourselves dealing with so many different emotions, mm-hmm. so many different issues that come up during the course of our lives. And so what happened was a burst of inspiration. I decided to write this book last summer, so that's why I wrote it.
That's terrific. Now, in terms of the inspiration, were there particular family events? I mean, often poetry comes out of sometimes a sense of loss, sometimes a sense of nostalgia, sometimes a sense of longing. There's often what's called the occasion generative of speech. You know, what is it that compels us to finally get it down on paper and to share it in the organized way that you have?
Well, certainly all of the above. Mm-hmm. Everything that you mentioned really is what culminated in me writing this book. My mom died in 2003, mm-hmm. and the pain has stayed with me. And in experiencing that, her death, and seeing how death is all around us in everyone's lives, and how everyone has to find comfort and somehow how to go on. That was, I think, the overwhelming factor, that kind of like culmination of events that led to me, excuse me, writing this book.
Mm-hmm. All right. The book is called Take This Journey With Me, Poems from the Laboratory of John Turner. John, I bet being a poet is not your only vocation. Tell me about other sorts of things you do in life, and how is it that you're able to balance your writing with your other responsibilities?
Well, that's a good question. Actually, my real vocation, primary, because I haven't made any money as of yet for this book, is I work for Southern California Edison. Mm-hmm. I've been with them for about 13 years. Currently, we're on projects where we're changing out all the meters to this new Smart Connect meter, this new technology.
I've heard about
it's
that.
Interesting you talk about poetry and technology, new technology that is kind of like taking over, in which these meters are basically cell relay, in which it, unfortunately, is eliminating jobs as well, though.
Right.
That's what I'm doing currently.
Well, you know, the fact that we can all get fresh milk at the local grocery store, you know, eliminated a lot of milkman jobs, and it goes on and on like that, where once in a while, I mean, once upon a time, we'd have all sorts of people come into our house for all sorts of reasons. And now what you're talking about is technology that allows someone in a central office just to scan, you know, relays and computer screens and so forth and determine how much energy we're using. Is that right?
Absolutely. And they can monitor their usage online. There's a number of things that this functionality has. And, of course, too, they can also flip your power off if you don't pay your bill. So make sure you stay on top of that. They won't need field reps to actually do that, which is one of the features of this new meter. So.
Interesting. John Turner is my guest, and we're talking about his life as a poet and also in the world of power technology and the energy economy here in the state of California. He's written a book called Take This Journey With Me. It's got a beautiful cover, John. Tell me about the story of this book and this particular image that's on the cover.
Well, in going with it through my publisher, we were able to look at some files, and they sent me some files And I didn't particularly, it didn't grab me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, let me see the files. Let me look at what you have, and I'll be able to know when I see what I wanted. And I came across this, and I knew that this is what I wanted. It's got the Tuscan vineyard type of feel to
right.
it. And it also got a little bit of a mysterious feel to it, allowing you to see where this road is leading, this dirt path. And so that's why it kind of grabbed me with the sunset in the background as well. So
right, and for those of you not here in the studio, there that looks like there's a vineyard in the foreground. There's a dip with a hill. There's a path off to the right that comes through the center of the image, and then moving up some hills with some trees, some shadows, a structure in the faraway foreground, and then even beyond that, hills with the sun setting and clouds above that. A gorgeous image, really a study of browns and oranges. So terrific. Well, I think people at home would love to hear a poem from your new book. When you give readings or appear on the radio in support of this book, what's a poem that you like to read first?
Well, you know what? I'll go with chapter 29. I really don't have an answer.
Okay, that's fine. Let's hear that one.
So we'll do that one and see how that goes. How do you stop a deadly cancer? That question is addressed in the very next line. I really don't have the answer. I'm simply writing for your comfort and mine. Like you, I'm waiting for a cure and hoping for change to come in which the love that has not yet circulated begins to spread, infecting the body as an antidote to that which has begun, hatred propagated like a cancer, leaving every mind for dead. But as people begin to take note, it will not take very long, for love shall soon reach across the entire land and surface, until everyone starts to teach that love should be upon their tongue, an infectious cure that will expand and be hard for the heart to resist. If I could, I would be Batman or Spider-Man or some caring, concerned hero, providing and sharing what would be a precious vaccine. However, we've learned the cure has already arrived for all of the people, and his impact still exists ever since he entered the scene. But instead of appreciating his very basic request that we do unto others, and I'm certain you know the rest, we continue initiating conflict to put each other to the test, affiliating with words and ideas that don't suggest what he impressed. Yes, the words have already been written and penned, which state how each of us can feel blessed and cancer-free. Even though all have fallen short and all of us have sinned, nonetheless he stressed something basic in which we all agree. But are we willing to give his loving words due heed until it succeeds in having success in the way we should express our actions and our dealings with each and every one that we meet, until our reaction is that everyone is someone we want to protect? How do you stop a deadly cancer? That question is addressed in the very next line. I really don't have the answer. I'm simply writing for your comfort and mine.
Oh, John, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
The name of that poem is I Really Don't Have the Answer. It's from chapter 29 of this book, Take This Journey With Me. Now, you do such a good job of reading that. I get the sense that either you come from a tradition of speakers, or you've got some theatrical background. You've practiced a whole bunch. What's the secret to the way that you approach and present your poems?
Thank you very much for that observation.
Mm-hmm.
No theatrics in our background, only to say that the theatrics came with having a large family
and
growing up in somewhat poverty. I mean, everything is relative, but growing up under those environments had us doing theatrics at homes, had us creating things and expressing things. Our entertainment was enjoying one another's comments and conversations. And so really it was just the family, being around the family, I think is what allowed the expressive nature. And perhaps, I don't know genetics, I don't know down the road where I inherited the gene to create, but many of the family members are creative in this nature.
Mm-hmm. That's terrific. Right now we're chatting with John Turner about his book, Take This Journey With Me, Poems from the Laboratory of John Turner. And we were talking earlier about influences on John's really appealing and eloquent reading style. So, John, I'm going to ask you a similar question about the influences on your writing. I think all of us, and you were talking about this with regard to your mother, all of us hear kind of voices of people who have been important to us in our heads. And most of us have those kind of internal dialogues, sometimes we put those voices down on paper, and so we hear, parents, books, family members, influential people in our lives. And I'm wondering, what are some of the voices whose words or influence you detect when you reread a poem like that last one?
Well, I try to write something that's going to be unique as far as in style. Mm-hmm. So I want it to be unique to myself. But as far as who I actually read, there's been so many that I really cannot name them all. But Shakespeare, Edgar Allan Poe, Robert Frost, Maya Angelou, Khalid Gibran, I believe is how you pronounce it. Just a number of different artists in the art of poetry have influenced me. Same with music. I listen to country. I listen to R&B. I listen to anything that resonates in terms of the expression that really I can feel it. If I can feel it, then that's what I relate to. And so when it comes to poetry, I've read so many different artists and their styles that I can't name them all, but I'm sure they've all had some type of impact and influence on me and me coming up with my style here.
Excellent. Well, let's hear another poem from your book, Take This Journey With Me.
Okay, this is chapter 93. It's called Finish What You've Started. Finish what you've started. Those were his final words. And ever since then, I needed to know what they meant. Those four words he uttered that I definitely heard offered something more complex. I could feel the hint. And so I went on a long journey over both land and sea to find what I was looking for, although I didn't have a clue. I began by simply observing life and what it means to believe. And what I have found is that people often stop what they pursue. They listen to the voices of discouragement and hear, quit. You cannot, you won't, you're just not capable or able. It would be a complete waste of your time if you care to commit when there is no reason to believe in the fairy tale or the fable. But as sure as things as well as people have come and gone, and as sure as dreams do fade and rainbows may leave the sky, there is something I know that will remain from dusk to dawn, and that is the truth that we can live on and not die. For many, this may be the line from a sci-fi movie picture with an interesting plot and a fascinating element of surprise, ending in a blending of fact and fiction, a satisfying mixture, and lending to everyone a depiction of fantasy in real life. But yet, is it not true that many have started in a quest to live, only to hear others suggest and stress that it will not be forever? And rather than being positive and moving forward to the finish, they give strength and power to the word no and honor to never. Yes, so many have let minus and the negative be their driving force, listening to the whisper behind their ears to forget about tomorrow. Live for today, just eat, drink, and be merry. There is no other course. But there are four other words that I hope you'll choose to borrow. They were the final words loaned to me. In turn, I offer them as a loan, so that you are not deceived by death and what has left and departed. Please yearn for living and discern what you have always known, that at one time you once believed. Now finish what you've started.
That was great. That was the voice of John Turner, author of a new book, Take This Journey With Me, Poems from the Laboratory of John Turner. It comes from Two Harbors Press, and it is out just recently. And is the best way for folks to pick up a copy of the book, would that be through TakeThisJourneyWithMe.com?
Yes, they can get it at my website, which will help me a little bit, or they can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble's or any online retailer and get it as well, or order it at their local bookstore if they haven't got it and have them order it.
Excellent. John Turner, it's been a real pleasure to meet you and hear you read your poems. Thanks so much for coming on the radio show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Dr. Andy.
Absolutely.